revised and expanded version for a wider readership. In this new edition, you will find all my original lessons in life, as well as new ones that look to the future. Though I have never followed the rules, at every step I learned many lessons along the way. They began at home when I was young. They continued at school and in business, when I ran Student Magazine in my teens. I am still learning, and hope I never stop. These lessons have held me in good stead throughout my life, and I hope that you will find something in these pages that might inspire you. Newspapers call my partners and me at Virgin mavericks in paradise. Perhaps because I own two idyllic tropical islands, one in the Caribbean and one off the coast of Northern Australia. There's no doubt that we tend to do things in a less stuffy way than most businesses, and for me, it works. I work hard and I play hard. I believe in goals. It's never a bad thing to have a dream, but always I'm practical about it. I don't fantasize and sit daydreaming about the impossible. I set goals and then work out how to achieve them. Anything I want to do in life, I want to do well and not half-heartedly. At school, I found reading and writing hard. Back then, dyslexia wasn't understood and my teachers thought I was lazy. So I taught myself to learn things by heart. Now I have a very good memory. It has become one of my best tools in business. We have come a very long way since I launched Virgin back in 1967. We started small and grew big. Sometimes the pace of our expansion into numerous fields and enterprises, from cola to wine, wedding gowns to mobile phones, books, comics, animation, credit cards, planes, trains, and even space travel, seems incredible. Nothing seems impossible or too big to tackle. Virgin really does wholeheartedly embrace my maxim, "Screw it, let's do it." And I love to see the enthusiasm and energy generated by our team. I relish it when we take on a new idea and make it fly. But we are now into the new millennium, and the old ideas that industry is king and the devil take the hindmost are changing. With huge leaps in science and our understanding of the way the Earth and the universe work, we have come to realize that everything is linked. Nothing stands alone or acts on its own. For every act, there is a consequence. Because of this, I feel it is very important to know how Virgin is going to work in the 21st century. On a global level, the behavior of people, industries, and enterprises has immediate and often long-term effects on our world. If mankind makes a mistake, it can be catastrophic. On a personal level, Virgin employs over 50,000 people, and their livelihoods will be affected if we don't succeed in all the many areas we have established ourselves. As a businessman, of course, I want to get on and be successful, and sometimes the cheaper option in manufacturing methods seems the better one. But one of my rules is, do no harm. It seems to me that along with my responsibility as chairman of one of the world's most successful and entrepreneurial companies, I have a responsibility and duty, as much as is humanly possible, to ensure that we do no harm. I have taken to heart the fact that everything we do touches something or someone somewhere. For a long time, I have been drawn to the Gaia theory, a hypothesis formulated by James Lovelock almost 40 years ago, which states that the Earth is a living entity, like a single cell, and, like a single cell, everything it needs for its existence is contained within it. Moreover, Professor Lovelock believes that the planet can heal itself if damaged. But even with Gaia, there is a point of no return, beyond which the damage could be irreversible. Environmental scientists have warned us that the pace of development and industry, as well as the loss of vast tracts of rainforest, has released so much CO2 into the atmosphere, we have entered into a cycle of global warming, which could lead to the destruction of most forms of life on Earth. This is happening now. We must put the environment first if we are to survive. As a capitalist, I faced a stark question. Was I doing harm?